This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. So glad you came. So, imagine you come down from the house towards the stable. Can't see any alpacas. You come down closer, expecting to see them inside the stable. Nope, nobody there. And look into the field where they often hang waiting because they're not too far away from you. Nobody there. No alpacas. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? No, don't panic yet. They can't be too far away, surely. In fact, they were on Bankside, which is the field opposite the stable. And they were in the sun, so they were enjoying being in the sun, in the warm. Well, one of them was up the top, the others were kind of further down in the shade, but it was heading towards being in the sun. No frost this morning. There was a little bit yesterday, a little. You know when it's that kind of dusting of sugar, of the powder sugar that you sometimes get on top of donuts, that kind of thing? Well, it was just like that little bit of dusting on the grass. Not much. It was cold, though, but very still. We're still kind of in this locked thing with the high pressure sitting over the UK. It's moved a bit. It's pulling in some cold air now from the north. So it has, the temperature have dropped. And come the weekend, we've got some other things happening, which means the temperature will drop even more. And hey, cold air meeting damp air means, oh, well, it depends. It depends where it meets, how high it is, how cold it is, how damp it is. But it's possible that we might have a little something of wintry something. They were a bit non-committal, you can tell. In the weather forecast, they were a bit non-committal about whether it would be snow. I didn't want to use that word. But it might be a bit sort of stuff in the air, a bit of sleety, a bit kind of damp, cold, horrible type stuff. But it's not going to last, and it's not going to lie, probably. It's a little white splurge on the top of Scotland somewhere, so maybe they'll have a bit. They often do. But nothing near us, I don't think. But who can tell? But anyway, it is getting colder and damper. It's going to be colder overnight. So we're going to definitely have some frosts at the weekend. So when do we put the coats on the old girls? Still thinking, still working that through. They're doing well. They're doing well. Do you remember I told you about the food? We had a new kind of food that was coming. It's arrived. We've got a whole stack of bags of this new food. Now, they're 20 kilogram bags rather than 25. That's nice. Much easier to move. There's more of them to move, but there's less weight to pick up each time. And that's probably good, I think. My back tells me this is good. My hips, there's one hip in particular, is saying, oh, that's nice. That's not as bad as the other one. Oh, so the girls were there. They just were in the other field. They heard me coming. They saw me. I was stopping to watch, see what was going on in the lake, see what was going on with the swans. The swans were there, beautiful, white, in the sunshine on that side of the lake. And, oh, somebody coming in to land. So there was a heron. A heron kind of cruised in and came over and kind of went over the top of where the swans were, down the far end of the lake, near the bridge, that kind of corner. And then it swooped, as they do. They just, you know, they're doing the gliding thing. They're not flapping their wings, the heron. And did a swoop and landed ever so gently on its feet on the bank at the side of the lake. And then stared at the swans. It was really funny because the swans were staring back. And the heron's kind of going, what are you doing here? And the swans were looking back going, who do you think you are on our lake? Because the heron's not here all the time, comes and goes. And quite nervous, really. Swans keep watching me. They'll cruise over if they think you're a threat, but one of them just stays eating the weed, and the other one is giving me the eye, a swan's eye. turn the head slightly. They're doing the alpaca thing of turning the head and watching you. They decided they weren't threats to each other. The swans and the heron didn't need to interact. They just kind of ignored. So the swans moved back up the lake. They cruised a bit. The heron moved, went where the swans had been. Oh, that's interesting. Is that just coincidental? Is that a thing, do you think? Do you think it was a, I can go where you were, and it's just kind of... The alpacas do that sometimes, you know. They position themselves, and then they'll move, and they're making a point. And I've been noticing this. I've been putting food out for the girls. I put the food out. Megan really wants to be there, and it depends. I'll put a little bit in one trough. She can get busy with that one, and then I'll come to this other one, and I'll put the food, tip the rest of it into that to sort of scoop out some to take up to the upper field. But she moves to be where I'm putting the food out. This is a thing. This is a power play thing. She's doing something. She's making a point to the others, but I think she might be making a point to me as well. She looks at me, stands her ground, starts doing something with her mouth, and you think, okay, you're getting ready to spit at me. I know, I can see it. So, Megan, what are you doing? Why do you do this? She's been a bit grumpy. She was a bit grumpy the other day with Sue Pearl. Sue got knocked over. She was trying to put the food out and doing it the way I do it, but you got to find your own way. And that way didn't work for Sue. So she fell over. And there's a few little damp, dirty, bruised patches here and there. So nothing serious. Just won't do that again. And you do these things. I was doing some stuff, and I moved the gorse that I'd cut using a saw. Hand saw actually was working really well. I can get down, cut it low, and just do a little bit each day. Just clear a bit. Make it easier for the grazing. And, of course, you then got to move it, but they're so spiky. Such prickly stuff. And I'm continuously getting into touch with the fine little bits, and they seem to get into my fingers. I'm not sure. They seem to go in and come out. The brambles seem to go in, and then the end breaks off. And then the blackthorn or the hawthorn... Yeah, that's not so good. You don't want to get scratched with those. They seem to have something on them. Probably do. I'm sure they do. Which cause an infection. So that's a problem for me. If I get scratched, it tends to become infected. But also for the alpacas. So if there's stuff where it's going to get down on the ground, particularly where they're going to walk with their pads, because they've got a soft pad, not a hoof. Soft pad, like a dog's paw, really. It's not that soft, but it's, you know, it's not a hoof. And it's really, yeah, that's the potential to walk on this stuff and get spiked with one of these things and get an infection and get a little abscess on the foot. Not so good. So watch out for those bits and pieces on the ground that they might tread on and clear those away. Things that are growing, the seeds get carried around by the birds and then they grow. So we've been pulling out and cutting out in various places where didn't expect them to be. A bit of hawthorn growing, or blackthorn, not sure which. Too small, really, but it was starting to grow, so now's the time to get it out before it's established. So, yeah. So those are the bits and pieces. It's dying back a bit. The tide is receding. We can see more... Well, a lot of the trees have lost all their leaves now. We had that frost a couple of days ago, which is just going to finish off some more. Almost getting to the point where I can sweep up. No point before they've all dropped. But very beautiful. The day is very still. We've got the blue sky, we've got the high, not even seeing any high clouds. Oh, there's a little drifty bit over there, not much cloud at all, really nice blue sky, and the sun's low, and that's just the time of year, the angle's changed, and the angle of the sun, actually, do you know, it's the angle of the earth. I knew that, but I talk about it as the angle of the sun. It's the angle of the earth. It's the tilt of the earth. It's the direction and the distance and therefore what's facing towards. It's part of its traversing around, which means the sun is just there, but the angle changes because of the other bit, the earth, that big thing that we look at. Wow. It's interesting the way we talk about things like that, isn't it? Because we see things, we notice them, and it's often in reference to us. The sun is moving. Well, actually, the earth is spinning. Not so much the sun is impacting this kind of thing. So we need to look at what we see and try and make sense of it, try and understand what it is that we're seeing, what's the significance of it. And, the girls were in this field. They came back when I put the food out, and then they disappeared off again. They came to observe. He's doing something. He's got a saw. What is that in his hand? Has it got anything to do with us? No. Their world, the alpaca world, was wondering whether this thing in my hand had anything to do with them. It didn't on this occasion. Well, not directly. I wasn't doing anything with the saw anywhere near them, but I was cutting the gorse in their field. So they came over and I realised I had an audience. I hadn't realised they'd come over, and there's a whole bunch of them. There's a few come close-ish. The others were standing down the bottom staring, wondering quite what I was up to. So they just do a nosy lot. You know what alpacas are like. There's a nosy, curious. Sorry, I'm being generous to them. They're being curious. No, I think they were being nosy. What's he doing? And you do get that critical feel that kind of, I wouldn't do it that way if I was you. Yeah. So my audience are now often grazing, enjoying the sun, which is really quite, it's got a different colour. And it's a different angle, so the shadows are different as well. I do like this time of year. And there's quite a lot of stuff going on, some of which I can hear. There's a bit more, I can hear a bit more of the water. It's not getting masked by the wind. And the birds are doing their thing. We had the ravens shouting earlier. Man. They seem to shout whenever they see me. I'm the centre of the world, so that's probably what they're shouting at. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe I just think they are. There does seem to be a connection, but maybe there's not. Maybe there's a coincidence. But they regularly are flying over the valley, going from one place to the other, a couple of them, calling to each other. And the alpacas making noises, just calling each other, not across the valley, but, you know, just nearby where they are. And it's a definite group that go up to have the food on the stable paddock when we put the food up there. And there's a definite group that stay down in the stable. And then the others come down and we've put the alpha eye, the chopped alfalfa. And they'll come down for that and they get mucky noses. You can tell what you've been eating. Well, they do enjoy that. So we've got the bits and pieces are out and they're having a good old feed. Seem to be keen for food at the moment, especially when it's been a cold night. Hungry this morning. So I think that's why they were out grazing on Bankside before I got to the stable. So Megan's been doing her thing. Some of the others are sneaking in and coming around the corner. Megan really does know when Amelia's getting her treat just inside the door of the... And she tries to muscle in, she tries to stick her head in, head down, push, and the others usually move out of the way. No, not for Amelia, no, she's got her head in a book and she just... She's making all these noises, so funny. She's not moving her head out of the bucket because the whole head fills... It's one of those buckets, only small size, where the whole head is in there. Now, that's not good feeding generally, but I'm giving her a treat and a bit of extra, giving her some extra support as we're approaching the colder weather in the winter. She just needed that, and she's perked up really nicely. I'm very pleased. Megan doesn't need that so much. She's just careful on the word you use here. She likes her food. You understand what I'm saying? There's always one or two or three. Alpacas do enjoy their food, actually. But Megan particularly. So she's doing a power play, but she's also keen on having the food. So she comes and tries to squeeze in. She gets some crumbs at the end when she manages eventually to squeeze Amelia out. When she comes up to breath, lifts her head out of the bucket. So that's why we use the bigger buckets. And we've got smaller troughs, buckets, trugs. Not sure what you call them where you are, but that's what we call them. Anyway, they're the ones I use. And I use green ones for water. The bigger ones, the smaller ones for the food. Yellow ones are always yellow for danger, yellow for alert, alarm, hazard, really. That's kind of colour, isn't it? So if I've got yellow ones, then I use them for messy stuff that I don't want any food or water anywhere near. So I never use a yellow one for anything that's related to the food and stuff. It's just a little thing. It works for me. And yeah, so the bigger ones, which are kind of, I don't know. I do need to measure it, don't I? It's not quite a meter, but it's a good 900 meter, millimeters. Getting my sizes mixed up there. So that's really helpful because you can have multiple heads in there. The really small one I use for carrying a bucket of water, and I'm using that as a measure. It's like a cup of whatever, cup of flour, cup of water, cup of dry fruit, into the baking metaphors. But it's for carrying the water and for some of the food, so I use it for measuring. But that's also the one that Amelia gets her special treats in. But it's not a good way, I don't think, to feed alpacas with something where you can only get one head in. They do regularly want to put more than one head in, but also when they put their head in, they can't see anything. Amelia doesn't care. She's just going to keep her head in there because she's guarding the food. But generally, it's a little bit, you get a bit more fractious activity going on between the alpacas when that happens. So the wider, the bigger is better. A long trough is good. They can share that. And there's enough around for everybody. Remember, like I mentioned, it was three foot of headspace or a meter of headspace per animal. But spread out. You don't have to have it, you know. And they're not going to stay there. But they do have these bits. There's a group of them that go up to the top onto the stable paddock. There's a group of them that stay in the stable and have the food down there. Some go inside, some like it outside. You know, they've got little routines. And there's a particular feeding trough that Hermione really likes. So there's a small metal trough. She likes that. And then there's one of these larger trugs that the food is. So she'll go there, small one when she's on her own, but she'll go to this big open one she can manage that, and she keeps the others away. And her daughter's taking after her as well and keeping others away from the food. We just got a helicopter coming in, crossing over the valley, heading to the hospital. It's the air ambulance. So here we go. What's today going to hold? You come down, they're not there. They're probably not too far away. Don't panic. They'll come. They know what's going on. They don't miss much. And if there are things that you need to do and to respond to, then you do that. But today it was just routine, but it started slightly differently. So I come down, there it was, different. And that's often the case with keeping alpacas. There's something going on. There's a routine, there's a normal, but there's also things that are different. And that's the delight. Actually, it keeps the freshness. But also, you're never quite sure what you're going to have to deal with today. And keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, keep your nose open. What smells are you picking up? That's quite interesting as well. Just to add those senses in. What is it that you're sensing and sometimes feel? Remember to do the body condition score now and again. It's not obsessively, but it just helps you keep a track on anyone that's losing weight and a bit of condition, especially when the fleece is now fuller than it was. So there you go. Have an alpaca day. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. Take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.